USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Employers in July added 164,000 jobs, according to the Labor Department. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox Business he's pretty happy with the report.
We faced severe monetary tightening in 2017 and 2018, although we're hovering still around the 3% mark. So I think it's a very good report.
President Trump says Congressman John Ratcliffe was treated very unfairly and harshly by the news media. Speaking at the White House, the president says he was not pressured by fellow Republicans to pull the expected nomination of Ratcliffe as a director of national intelligence.
But the Republicans, I think, would have been very good. But a lot of the Republicans didn't know John. But I think he would have had good receptivity, and he was getting that. But I believe he made the right decision.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence is touting the latest job numbers. Speaking in Atlanta on Friday, Pence says the American dream is working again for every American.
As the job report today confirms, since Election Day 2016, businesses large and small across America have created 6.2 million new jobs.
164,000 jobs were added in the month of July. A new California law aims to reduce head injuries among youth football players. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signing the law that limits full contact practices to just 30 minutes twice a week for youth football teams, and it bans full contact practice during the off season for them. The law also requires that a medical professional be present for all games and that a person attend all practices who has the authority to remove injured players.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Trump administration, through Jared Kushner, recently proposed a new immigration bill to Congress that would completely change the U.S. immigration system and make things more merit-based. Well, James Carafano is with the Heritage Foundation, and he tells Fox News this is a pretty good idea on how to do things.
So we currently bring in about 1 million immigrants each year. It's really about 10% of that we actually bring in to strengthen our economy and bring value. The other 90% are a whole bunch of other things. And so the president's plan would shift that, make about 60-70% people that actually would bring in and strengthen the economy. Mm-hmm. I've actually read the draft plan. It's a really solid plan, so it's a great question. You know, nobody has put a merit-based immigration plan. We've been debating immigration for 20 years. Nobody's put one on the table before the president. But when the president unrolled this idea, the mainstream opposition in the Congress just said, well, this is ridiculous. We don't want to do this. It's just not fair.
And as far as any Democrats' plans on immigration, Carafano says,
they've tied any immigration reform to amnesty. Well, the first thing they have to do is give amnesty to more of the illegal immigrants. But the problem is when you give amnesty, that just overwhelms the system. Look, we are probably going to bring in as many illegal immigrants this year as legal immigrants, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's just not compatible to say, well, let's reform the system. It's like saying, let's plug a hole in the boat, but then, you know, the wave of illegal immigration just swamps the boat, and they won't deal with the problem that their policies are tantamount to open borders.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.